We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we thank Leslie Campbell from the Health Department for joining us here. She had to get onto some other business here, but we appreciate her spending some time with us. Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, continues with us here for the rest of the hour, and we'll take your phone calls, 785-537-1350. If you've got a question, she'll try to answer it best to her ability, and crossing her fingers there, yep. There's so much going on in Pottawatomie County right now. There's, we got the new school being built and about to open here in Blue Township. We got solar farm regulations we could talk about. Of course, road and bridges. I don't know where you want to start here necessarily, Dee.
There's no start and no end. could just maybe a little summary of, I don't know. I'll just talk about budget a little bit because it's okay. What we've acted on, and all counties in the state are facing a new law from the state about revenue neutral, meaning that if you had an increase in valuation, you cannot use that in valuation for extra revenue. And so then, not this year, but next year, you have to send a letter to every voter in the district of that voting or that appropriation, and there are different boundary lines for many of those fire departments and schools, everything else that have boundaries. If they collect their own money, this clerk has to send a letter to everybody saying that they're going to exceed the revenue neutral rate, which means growth and economic development, which we usually use to keep the mill levy level, is now not useful. We have to now send out at our cost with labor that we don't have letters. So this year that doesn't happen, and we did a great deal of time on budget looking at what we need to do, and our challenge in our county is very often roads, and also at this point is salary, because as you're looking at the world, many people are not going back to work, and we have labor jobs, trucks, construction, and so on, and our numbers of people, truck drivers, is down to 2. Mm-hmm. When people get excited about something not being taken care of real quickly, that's serious, because even though we're a county unit operation, we do not have single townships that take care in our county. It's a county unit, and it's fairly efficient. But when you don't have enough trucks and a road washes out with big rains like we're having, hauling that rock to them is to where it needs to be, takes manpower. And we had that discussion and had determined, based on what we see in Shawnee County and Riley County and the construction companies that are around here, what they're paying, which we have several pretty good-sized construction county in our region, MCM and Schilling and so on, we had to increase some salary payment. And so our tax hearing will increase 1 mil, and that 1 mil will basically, and it's stated on the letter that we have published in the paper, it's going to be for road improvement and salaries. And as much as you'd like it not to be that way, people who are working on salary right now are increased food costs, increased fuel costs, and our projects are going up for the increase in basic needs and essential processes. So that's an underlying piece of inflation that we had to address and look at based on our needs. And so that whole discussion about budget, there is a hearing, and I think it's scheduled for, hang on, I'm going to look here, at 10 a.m. on the 23rd of August at the office Board of County Commissioner Sunflower. People are always invited to come. It's not a problem. They can ask questions. But we're trying to make sure that we perceive what we have to do, and some of that is based on the growth and the other challenges that we see in our county.
Yeah. It's probably getting more challenging. You want to keep these budgets as tight as possible and not increase when you don't have to. But with growth, I know that becomes extremely challenging.
Well, we have an interesting growth balance going on here, because Jeffrey Energy Center, under the new federal administration, is a coal-powered plant. And they have been there for 30 years, and they have been an under support for our county budget. But each year, they are depreciating that value because of the fact that it is aging. Mm-hmm. And they do the same with Wolf Creek, and they've closed one at Tonganoxie, and they've closed power plants before. So looking at that, we're having the discussions about how can we offset that or balance that with incoming jobs and strengthen and maintain a level kind of performance. And I can't say we know all those pieces yet either, but we have had at least 2 solar companies come to the community and hold some discussions, and they're free to talk to the people that are out there. And what we're trying to do with our planning commission is, at least in my opinion, is what we're trying to get at, is we want to know the things we should address with anybody coming in, so that it might vary if they're way back in the back hinterland. It doesn't make so much difference if there's vision, and if it's someplace else, if they have water right, you know, just everything that might undertow the process has an address, that there is a bond to fix it afterwards back to the way it was. And when we get that set of things, I think then each of those companies will come with where they wanted to put it. And they have every right to lease the ground, even though they may not put any production on it. And so it's kind of new, but I did go over to Junction City, and if somebody out there wants to just drive by a solar farm and see what it looks like on the west side of Junction City off the highway that heads to Wakefield, just about maybe 2 miles out of town on the west side of the road, there is a city-owned solar plant that's in production, and you can drive by it and look at it and see how it looks. It's not nearly as ominous as people seem to envision, as far as noise, it sounds a little bit like air conditioners running, maybe three of them. And that piece can be put away from any house, you know, by agreement that, you know, if you're going to do this. So we work through those issues. But it's very important, I think, to me and to the county and even to the region for us to have a viable discussion about those kinds of projects and understand the pieces. I've said this before, we have wind towers on our ground in western Kansas, and it was done only by the school district of 383 in Spearville. And every taxpayer has had the benefit of a new grade school and a new high school gymnasium and all those things without any taxpayer in that region having to put money in, because money came from the wind towers in lieu of taxes to that cause, predetermined. And it's important to all taxpayers about how this happens and how well it occurs. When we build a road, we kind of upset some people when it's a road with more traffic. And I get lots of letters like that. Don't build a road here because we like our view. It's a very constant issue between property rights of the individual who has the choice for the revenue. Also, there's, you know, they themselves will get income. And the needs and the electric growth that we might need for industries otherwise in this county. And we've been pretty lucky. And so looking at this like people did 30 years ago with Jeffrey Energy Center is, I think, very essential. And we'll keep doing that and see if we can get land it so that the region is all benefited as it should.
All right, very good. We're speaking with Dee McKee here, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, and we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll continue our conversation in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.